Welcome to the Ambit Energy Podcast, your source for interviews, updates, ideas, and information you need to help grow your business.
Good afternoon. I'm Eric Johnstone, Ambit's Vice President of Marketing and Field Services, and I would like to welcome you to the June episode of the Ambit Podcast. This month, you're in for a treat as we have a very special guest joining me today. This gentleman is a top five income earner, multiple Ambit Award winner, and one of the hardest working people I know, national consultant Ray Monty. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. Well, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate your time. Okay, Ray, you and I have both talked before about the importance of events when it comes to building your business. And in a couple months, we will have the biggest event of the Ambit year, Ambition. If you would, talk about the importance of a consultant not only coming to Ambition, but getting as many people on their team to join us here in Dallas.
You know, Eric, that's a great question. We're just over 70 days out from Ambition 2016. I've never been more excited about an event because this is our 10-year anniversary. It's a special one. We know there's going to be some big announcements. Our co-founders have publicly stated they want to do something extra special, and this will be my ninth Ambition. I can't wait to get down there, but the reason it's so important for you and your team to get down there is this business is all about belief. Listen, we know that Ambit works. There's many, many, many people making thousands or tens of thousands. In some cases, we've got millionaires and some people making multiple million-dollar earners in this company, and it's because their belief level. When you go out in the world and you are shown this business to people, you're going to be met with some doubt and some rejection. So it's important to have a strong core belief level. And I don't think there's anything stronger as far as building belief to get down to Dallas, to get around other like-minded people. Literally over 10,000 people are going to be there this year, and they see what you see. And then you've got incredible leaders training. You've got incredible speakers. You get to hear from our co-founders, the announcements. And, you know, there's something special about being down there. When you get down there and you get around the atmosphere, when you see how many excited people there are about this company, it's contagious. And you know what happens is you come back, your excitement, your belief level is at an all-time high. You're out there sharing this opportunity with other people because of your belief level. And when you're excited and you share Ambit with other people, good things happen. And so, you know, it's not only about you getting down there, it's about your team getting down there. If you look at the biggest months for most of our leaders in Ambit, I'd be willing to bet it's the second, third, fourth week of September, followed by October and the beginning of November. And the reason is the excitement level, the belief level that comes out of Ambition. So to me, it's one of the biggest things that you can do if you want to be a top income earner, if you want to get a yellow jacket or get on a five-star trip. One of the keys is to get to Ambition and not only get there, but get your team down there. Can't wait. It's going to be a great event.
I agree, Ray. Thank you. Yeah, I can tell you we do have a lot of surprises up our sleeve as well for this 10th anniversary. So we're excited for everybody to get there, and I can just sense the passion and excitement you have for it. And so we're excited to have you guys, come down here for our great event. So you mentioned something interesting. You talked about September and how it's one of the biggest parts of the year. A lot of leaders go to work, get that information. They come shot out of a cannon from Ambition, and we're excited about that. But I want to talk a little bit about the summer months. You know, summer, I understand, it's always a busy time of year. School's out. Family vacations are scheduled. The weather's nice. Hey, and the distractions are around us. They're all out there. I feel that as well. And from the corporate side, we notice that slowdown in the business. And I know you see the same thing in your business. So why do you think it is so important to still find time to work your Ambit business during the summer months?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, let's look at why it slows down. You know, what happens, especially up here in the Northeast, is we finally get some warm weather. And if you look at May and June, you go from Mother's Day to Memorial Day to Father's Day to not long after that, it's 4th of July. So you've got a lot of holiday weekends where people are focused on other things, especially family and vacations and things like that. And then, Eric, the kids get out of school. You get vacations, you get Little League, you get graduations, you get proms. So there's a lot of distractions from your business. And listen, I get it. I think everybody needs to enjoy their family and time, but it's important to stay focused at the task at hand. And the task is to position yourself and prepare yourself for what comes September. You know, I've been in network marketing for coming up on 20 years now. And what I look for is I look for trends and tendencies, and then I follow them. And one of the things I know is it's going to get slow during certain times of the year. You mentioned the summer. That's one of the sometimes it gets slow. Another time is during the holidays. And so the goal is to do the best you can, to work when you can, to still be out there talking to people about Ambit when you're on vacation, when you're at a graduation, when you're at a 4th of July party, planting seeds. And, you know, the focus is to maintain some kind of schedule during the summer. Do the best you can with an eye towards ambition. And, you know, to me, one of the reasons I've had success is I like to work harder when other people are relaxing. I think that's a testament, if you want to be really successful, is when other people are kicking back and taking off, to continue to go out there and build your business and stay focused. And with 70 days to ambition, listen, if you take the rest of the summer off and you go to ambition and you start from scratch trying to create momentum and build excitement into your team after ambition, you're so far behind. You want to get in front of the wave. And even if you can just do a little bit every week, every day from now into ambition, you're so far ahead of people who take off. So, you know, we continue to work hard. I think that's one of the reasons that our co-founders are out on the executive tour. That's one of the reasons we have a big event up here in the Northeast at the end of July with Brian McClure coming up, is just to try to keep people to stay focused, to not put their business on hold for, you know, 90 days. Guys, it's critical that you do at least a little something during the summer and plant seeds during the summer. A lot of those people that you talk to the summer, right after Labor Day, when the kids go back to school and the weather starts cooling off, you're going to have a surge in your business like you've never seen before. So, you know, I understand why it slows down, but I also understand it's a great time to continue to build your business, stay focused, and try to build some momentum into your business going into ambition. Because if you're able to do that, if you're able to get 10, 20, 30, 50 people, 100 people on your team down to Dallas, the explosion you see afterwards is absolutely amazing.
Great, Ray. Thank you. You know, we probably have a lot of new consultants listening to this podcast out there. So if there were three things in your mind that you could tell a new consultant that would help them be successful in the business, what would those be?
Well, the first one we talked about, getting plugged into the system. You know, this is about belief level. The problem with Ambit is it's a $100 business, and it's easy to get involved in something for $100 and walk away after 24 or 48 hours if it doesn't work right away. I wish people could see this business through my eyes and see what the potential they have here with this business. And the way that they see that is to get to the ambitions, is to get on the conference calls, it's to get to the weekly meetings, and, you know, make sure you're out at the executive tours. When Chris and Jerry come within 3, 4, or 5 hours of you, you need to get there. So getting plugged in is key. You know, the second thing is, don't quit. This business is all full of twists and turns, and there's times, no matter who you are, you have ups and downs. There's peaks and valleys in your business, but stay positive, stay focused. You know, a good friend of mine, Kirk Horan, today was the last day that he worked at the firehouse. He's able to retire after 20 years. He's been in the business just over 7 years. He's got no experience in network marketing, but yet he's going to be getting one of those nice yellow jackets down at Ambition, meaning he went over $1 million in earnings from his part-time energy business. And people always ask me, what is it that Kirk does? And what Kirk does is he's just consistent. You know, he does something every week. He does something pretty much every single day to help him build his business. Although he's got 2 kids and he's married and he's got a full-time job for the last 7 years, he didn't make excuses. He was consistent and persistent. And I think that's a big key to success. Showing up is half the battle. And then, Eric, the third thing, and we talk about it all the time, is showing the business. You know, your income is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the business. And so if you take the next 70 days off and don't show the business presentation to anybody, or get nobody to take a look at a DVD, a website, bring them to a weekly meeting, then your organization's not going to grow. And so it's continuing to go out there and show this business and do it over and over and over. There's no secret to this business. You know, everybody. Everybody's always looking for some kind of secret to go out there and build a business. If you're going to become a multimillionaire in Ambit Energy, you're going to have to pay a price, you're going to work hard, and where you're going to spend most of your time is getting people to take a look at this business, knowing that many people aren't going to see what you see. That's okay, get them as customers. Some people will sign up and get distracted because it's a $100 business and it's easy not to take it serious. But every once in a while, you're going to find the right people. And boy, when you find people who understand the opportunity that we have here, the magnitude of what they've got their hands on, and they go out there and start building a big business and fast track to RSC and SC and start building teams, you look real smart. And the reason that some of us look so smart is we just don't get frustrated when people say no. We don't get frustrated when people sign up and don't do anything and don't quit. That's part of the business. We keep our eye on the ball, which is going out there and sorting through the masses and finding the people that see like we do. So the three things I would focus on, staying plugged in. Second thing is just being consistent. Do a little bit, especially during the summer. And then the third thing is, man, you've got to get people to look at this business over and over and over and over again until you don't have to.
Ray, thank you so much. If you guys aren't excited now about this business, I don't know what we can do. You mentioned one thing that I want to kind of leave on today, and it's one of my favorite parts about this business. You mentioned Kirk Horan. You mentioned his story. One of the biggest things I get out of these events and going out on the road and people coming to Ambition are just hearing those stories about those people who maybe it is their first time in network marketing. Maybe they'll be able to change their lives. Maybe it's something that they're able to create generational wealth for their family. As we leave here, is there anything else you want to add as far as your experiences with Ambit that you'd like to share?
You know, I love Eric, and one of the best things about this business, I had this conversation this weekend, and I did a radio show for a gentleman last week, and he asked me, you know, the benefits of Ambit, and it's not only financially, it's the relationships, it's the life-changing. You know, this past week, we shot the new Success from Home magazine up in New Jersey. I appreciate you guys setting that up. And after that, I got to come back up here to New Hampshire and bring Coach Alan Johnson up here for 3 days. And, you know, just what an incredible person, another gentleman who got involved in Ambit Energy to make an additional $400 a month to pay for his daughter's car. And now he's a millionaire in Ambit. And we had a group of people up here this weekend, and Tim and Sonia Devine are up here. And, you know, their sponsors, Ed and Tammy Thompson. And Ed shared some very personal stuff about him struggling financially 16 months ago. And then all of a sudden, the right person comes into his business, and you know that their residual income pays all their bills. They're in essence financially free because of this business. So the relationships, the things that you see that you're able to do, and listen, there's just nothing like it. I absolutely love this business. It's amazing that this company will pay you millions of dollars to go out there and find other good people and help them change their life. I'm looking forward to you and Darrell coming up here. Looking forward to seeing all the incredible people down at Ambition. And, you know, what a time to be part of this company. I think the biggest thing that people need to realize, and sometimes I pinch myself, is we're part of the fastest growing company in this industry. You know, to go from zero to $1.5 billion in 10 years is pretty amazing, and we're only in 16 states. And, you know, I want to thank Chris and Jerry and John for this opportunity. And, you know, guys, take advantage of it. The timing is perfect. It's not a startup company. We know it's a proven commodity with a lot of people who've made a lot of money who are willing to go out there and teach you and show you exactly what you got to do. Is it fun all the time? Nope, it's not fun. Here's why it's not fun: because you're in the people business. And what you're going to realize about this business is the best thing about this business is the people. You're going to meet some incredible people. You're going to meet a lot of like-minded people. But don't be surprised when you're disappointed about how many people in our country have already given all their hopes and dreams up and would rather sit around and watch TV every night and complain. Guys, you're looking for the like-minded people. Become a professional sorter. Go find some good quality people who are looking to change their life, and go help them. It's a great business.
Ray, once again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the podcast. And to everyone else listening, I guess we'll just end it with, we'll see you all at Ambition. We can't wait. We're excited. We're fired up. Thank you. Talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Ambit Energy Podcast. Look for additional podcasts coming soon or in the archive at ambitsuccess.com.